Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, I am uber excited today. And here's the deal. I got this gift, and it showed up at my door, and I opened it up. And what it was a box with my name on it. And I had no idea who it was from. And I put a picture on Facebook, and somebody finally, you know, fessed up as to what it was. And it was this box of cookies. And I got to tell you, they are fabulous. Well, I have the person who created this great creation with a personalized box and those cookies. And her name is Chelsea Martin, and she's with Nam's Bake Shop. And these things are num-num-num, I'm telling you, man. So anyway, Chelsea, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thanks for coming on. So today we're going to be talking about gifting in this weird era that we're in, because, you know, it wasn't too long ago that we would send things out to people at their corporate offices, but now everybody's split all over the place. So we'll be talking about that and gifting and customization and all that kind of fun stuff. But I like to start to get people to know you. And this is very interesting. How did you go from basically getting boxes of dead people and cutting them open to sending people boxes of delicious cookies?
Yes, quite the jump, that is for sure. Well, the story is long and the adventures are vast in between. But as a shorter version or an abridged version, I was actually working in LA before I met my husband. And when I met him, I ended up making the jump back to Arizona. And when I did that, I kind of defaulted back into my old state of work experience, which was marketing and corporate marketing, which again is far removed. You know, it's marketing and interacting with the living. But, you know, as a short story started from his father, who had created all these recipes while they were growing up, him and his sisters. And they, you know, as children would play in different extracurricular sports or, you know, just as kids. And his father would make cookies just as a side hobby, just something to do and tinker around with recipes. And I think, so he would constantly have extra cookies, you know, which is a child's dream. And he would bring them to different events and kind of be known as the cookie man. And that is something that really existed throughout my husband and his sister's lives. So they were pretty familiar with it. And when I started dating my husband, his father brought over a gift basket of goodies when we were going on like a camping trip. So my family got to try them and enjoy them. And we had the reaction that everybody does, which is that they're amazing and you should sell them. And, you know, just that kind of normal reaction when you have anything or experience anything that's good. Or, you know, if somebody is really great at art, you think that they should sell their art. And so he started to see that reaction beyond his family and think, wow, like this isn't just, you know, friends that are saying, oh, your cookies are good. These are people that have owe us nothing, don't need to line up around, you know, the halls to buy cookies. They really want this product. And so from there, we started to kind of look at how we could build this, because cookies in itself can go in a lot of different directions. You can have a storefront that has cookies and coffee. You can, you know, you can sell just cookies in a tin for a birthday. You can sell them for events. You know, what does this look like and where can we live in this space? And again, just a timing thing, we were looking at different baskets or how to kind of present these cookies and trying to figure out what to do. And it was around the holiday season. And it was about, you know, 5-6 years ago that we were at my parents' house, and because, you know, they are business owners, they got the traditional holiday gifts from colleagues or partners that, you know, just as we all do at the end of the year, we're sending out to our favorite clients, or I shouldn't say favorite, but, you know, sending out to our clients or our colleagues or our partners. And, but the bottom line is you're busy, which means that comes across usually as a convenient gift which often looks like a gift basket, which means if you have many clients or colleagues, you are getting a lot of gift baskets this year, and you're likely sending them as well, because we're all just like the victim of that. Right. It's something convenient. And so we noticed that these gift baskets were just piling up at my parents' house, which was really great for us because we were scavengers.
I was going to say, you can only eat so much cheese and exactly. fruit, right? You know, right. It's the same stuff. And that's what makes this so unique.
Right. But we just wanted to get someone's attention. And how do you stand out from the pack? And so we started to develop not just our cookie assortment as an offering for the holidays, but really looking at the packaging and the packaging as a part of the gift, a component of the gift itself. And so that's where we came up with these wooden boxes and these beautiful white boxes that have the magnetic closure that are just like a little bit more premium, a little bit more sturdy, and then additionally customized. And that customization factor is something that is going to stand out. It's something that's going to be displayed on your desk. It's something that you're going to use for storage. And that really works as a valuable gift, both for the recipient, but then also for the relationship. You're strengthening your relationship in ways that, you know, it doesn't necessarily seem obvious right on the surface. But if somebody's displaying your logo, or their logo even on, you know, their desk, they know who sent this. When they go to refer business, they know that that's a thing that keeps you top of mind. And it's something that says, I went the extra mile for you.
The customization factor and the fact that this box, first and foremost, had my logo, which is my name, because that's my speaking logo. And I have multiple companies and things like that. But I thought, that's pretty darn cool, because I could see sending this to people, which I did. I ended up sending out a bunch of these boxes to my clients, and A, for the cookies, but mostly for that box, because you know that people are going to put things in there and use it again, and it's just going to remind them about you. And again, it stands out, and there's so many different things about this that I absolutely love. And a quick question. After I eat all these cookies, or my wife takes them to work or sends them to the kids and they're gone, do you sell refill packs? Can I refill it and bring it to meetings and things like that and display it? Is that something that you do?
That you are the first person that has ever asked that question. We don't currently, but that's actually a really excellent idea, because we had been working on subscriptions or things like that, because you're right. Like, once you have a wooden box, you don't necessarily need a bunch more wooden boxes for yourself.
Exactly. I want royalties on this, by the way.
Okay. All right. I'm taking this to the team.
I'll take in cookies. That's fine.
Well, and I think that that's, it's kind of an extension of the model, because mm-hmm. we mentioned refill cookies, which has been, that's a different experience too, because now you're now ordering them for yourself.
Right.
And so that is something that we are looking into in regards to our positioning as a company next year, because now it's all these people that are familiar with our product that may actually want to order them for themselves rather than just for a gift.
Right. Because I could see going to a meeting and actually putting these cookies out and basically finding a way to prop up the logo mm-hmm. and having those at these meetings and just sharing, you know, a handful of them with people. And there's a couple of things that you brought up that I think are really important. I mean, first and foremost, the reason this got such attention to me is I took a picture of it and put it up on Facebook, because I didn't know who sent it, because the person who did send it didn't send a thank you card by accident. So, you know, all of a sudden I get this, is like, somebody sent me something really good, and, you know, which one of you people did? And somebody finally fessed up and said what it was. But I get the same reaction when, as part of the Bacon Podcast, I send out Bacon Podcast mugs to every guest. And one of the things that happens is when they get that mug, they're normally taking it and taking a selfie with it saying, look what I got. And what it's doing, it's actually promoting the podcast to their audience. I mean, it's as good as a share on social media. So it's got a lot of value from that perspective too, you know, and I'm sure there's going to be a few of the people that get my gift boxes that will take a picture of it and put it on social media. Look what I got, you know, that kind mm-hmm. of thing. And so yeah. that's social proof, but it also is branding. You know, there's a lot to this. And again, you know, like you said, anybody can send cookies, anybody can send fruit, but it's that extended side of marketing that's so cool about this. And that's why I wanted to have you on. Now, the second question that I've got for you to dig a little deeper is, we're in a time that is a little bit different. And I made this mistake. I ended up sending two boxes to my clients to their office, not even thinking that they're at home. So what has that challenge been for you guys? I mean, is that something that you've been trying to promote? Have you been doing videos about that and talking to people and letting them know? Or, how do I even ask my clients for their home address? You know, it's like, how does that work?
Absolutely. So we had a discussion internally about, what that looks like for us, because we weren't sure. I think everybody in every industry wondered, how does this impact us? How do we pivot? How do we, do we need to pivot? And we figured people still would send gifts because they're not together anymore. So if anything, this is an opportunity for people to use direct mail or gifting to connect in a more meaningful way than just the digital sphere, which is what we've always pushed, because really there is a power behind gifting that I think people that recognize it, they use it. They see that value in gifting, and that it really does build relationships through this tangible thing, that's not just an email marketing tool or anything like that. And so what we quickly realized is that the majority of our business is actually companies that doing that custom branding, that outreach. And that's for existing clients, and it's for clients and colleagues, but a large portion outside of the holidays is people that are doing prospecting. So they're identifying clients that they would love, or potential clients they'd love to connect with. That component of our business is a huge portion of the non-holiday sales. And I can't get their home address. I can't just ask them for their home address. And, I don't want to send their office a gift and then find out that, 3 months later, they finally get back to the office. Or in this case, for some people, it's been 8 months, you have no idea. And then they get, 8-month-old cookies that are sitting there. That is not the greatest impression. So what happened is, about in April, we reevaluated and said, okay, what can we do to help on behalf of our client and say, you have a gift waiting for you, from Brian or from the Bacon Podcast, so something like that. You're in for a treat. We do all the custom messaging that our client wants with like a photo, and it has a form, and it just says, and given the current circumstances, we want to make sure your cookies get to the right place. Please complete this with the best shipping address, and we'll get them out. And we let them know, we're not sharing any of this information. We're not selling it. We're not even sharing it with our clients at all. It is used for shipping and deleted. And so that has really been a valuable component to kind of bridge the gap, given the circumstances, and help people actually still conduct the business efforts that they wanted to, but doing so in a way that now is from home, because I don't necessarily know that working from home is going to go anywhere in some capacity for a large portion of employees. Even when things have lifted, I think that our workforce we're just not sure where people are going to work. So it's definitely something that we kind of jumped on, and we've been evolving since and improving upon it. So we still do the address form, and in the new year, we'll actually have it on our website where people can deploy it themselves. Mm-hmm. But right now, if you just reach out to us directly, we'll design it for you with your own branding, so that it is a legitimate, offer, and it isn't just some random business saying, hey, what's your home address? So we've just been working on how to pivot in that respect so that we can still keep delivering gifts to people.
Cool. Totally makes sense. So the last piece of this that I thought was very interesting was, now that we live in the Zoom environment, is you have people all over the place having meetings. And if it's a board meeting or something along those lines, you can actually send out like to the entire meeting a group of, cookies in a box that's, with the logo and stuff like that. And I know you're working on some additional gifts, maybe like coffee mugs or something that go along with that. So how does that look for you guys in the COVID era, post-COVID era, where you're, you know, having to ship this out rather than one box to a hotel or a boardroom? Now it's all over the place.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, so we just work with all of our clients, given whatever their circumstances are. We're super flexible because we do everything from baking our cookies to packaging our cookies to customizing our boxes is literally done in-house. So everything is super flexible. So this era is interesting because we've done a lot of board meetings, and we used to do that before. Even, you know, just yesterday, we delivered a box of personalized gift boxes of cookies where literally each attendee had their own small wooden gift box that was personalized with their name on it. We are able, on our website, you can literally go on and create a custom box for every single person. And if you want to ship them to one location, that's easy enough. If you want to ship them all across the nation, you can enter a different address for every single one, and we can get them all out no problem. It's very easy for us to kind of just be flexible based on what the person's looking for. I know in this environment, with everybody being remote and distant, a lot of events have been canceled or moved to virtual. And we've worked with a lot of companies on virtual. Even today, actually, we're working on a virtual summit for a company where all of the attendees that have registered, they fill out the registration form, and it actually is plugged into our system. It kicks it over to us, and we immediately create a customized gift box with that attendee's name on it and ship it out to their home address. So that way, on the day of the event, which is in a few days, it'll arrive before, and they all can open the cookies together on the event. And it really helps bring a little bit of that human connection through the screen. And it's got that personalized component. So it's like, we're not there in person to meet, but they still wanted to make it special. So we're really lucky in that we can still give you very hands-on customer service and actually work with you and say, okay, Brian, what are you envisioning for this event? Or what are you envisioning for these holiday gifts? And we can just make it happen because you're talking to a real human on the other side that can just map out whatever that looks like for you, whether that is an event or a meeting or just, you know, delivering 1,000 holiday gifts.
See, I love that. And the fact that you have, I mean, if you just want to send out one, you can go online, do it. I did it. It's easy. You send a gift card, you put in the address, boom, you're done. If you want to speak to a associate or a cookieologist or meetingologist, whatever you call them, then you can get a hold of somebody and actually plan the whole thing. And one of the things I loved is that, you know, as soon as I finished the order, came back and said, your cookies will be delivered on December 7th. Boom. And so at least I knew when they were going to get to the place instead of having to go back like on Amazon. It's like, you know, you're going back and checking your tracking and all this other stuff. You guys give a delivery date, you know, as close as possible, obviously, right off the bat, which is something unique too, you know. So that's that was really cool. Well, Chelsea, this has been great. I could talk to you all day long, but I have some cookies to eat. So, but anyways, if people wanted to learn more about you and your company, what's the best way for them to do that?
Absolutely. So our website is getnoms.com. So like you give noms and you get noms. So it's GETNOMS.com. And you can kind of order a custom gift box right there. Drag and drop your logo. Easy enough. And we also have different inspirational photos so you can see how people are using our gift boxes. Or you can also find us on Facebook under Noms Bake Shop or under Instagram, which is the same as our URL. It's Get Noms. And there you'll see people sharing their lids, just like you had said, just kind of different ideas that we like to show our clients that they can use gift boxes for.
That's awesome. Well, Chelsea, thank you so much for coming on and dropping some sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs, some great ideas on people how to gift differently. But more importantly, I think the most deep thing about this was building better relationships through gifting. And that's essentially what my, you know, my whole niche is about, is how do we relationship marketing, or how do we do relationship marketing in this COVID era? And this is a great way to do it. So Chelsea, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.